As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, that sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Thursday, October the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts will go there as well. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8114 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. And that's P.O. Box 96 out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647, the zip. Again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. All of our contact information can be found at BecomeVocalLocal.com. And, of course, we store all of our archives at the OracleBroadcasting.com homepage. This morning, bull market and precious metals soars on deepening U.S. dollar slump. We'll go into that. Big news in the gold and silver precious metals area this morning. Lots of new highs being set. The lobbyists are scrambling for CFTC loopholes, foreclosure fraud, Walmart's falling profits. Everything you need is going up in prices, joblessness, and inflation worse. And we'll go into all of that today, too, in the news basket. U.S. global development goals, we might go into that. The compendium on recommendations on international migration and development, United Nations development agenda, well, lots of places to go in this morning's broadcast. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time found gold up $4.10 an ounce, trading $1,376. $1,376 in gold this morning. Of course, it was higher than that. Went up and touched the $1,388 mark for a while. Silver up 31 cents. Incredible moves in silver. Up 31 cents at $24.36 an ounce. Platinum up $5 at $1,710 an ounce. And palladium up $4 at $598. Wow. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning. Relatively widespread there. $15. $1,373.80 for a low, $1,388.30 for a high, but at $1,376 even, your gold is up year to year, $314.50 for a 29.59% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, the London Bullion Market Association, they set the price at $1,380.75, and it was shortly after that that it climbed another $8 on top. The SPDR gold shares overnight pairs off another 2.13 metric tons. They claim to be holding 1,285.20 metric tons in their treasure chest, valued at $56.4 billion.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, October the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Active trading again out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Found gold this morning up $4.10 at $1,376 an ounce. Platinum up $5 at $17.10. The big winner on the day is silver, up another 31 cents at $24.36 an ounce. And palladium up $4 at $598 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 76 at 11,906. That looks a little high to me. The NASDAQ up 23 at 24.41. The S&P 500 up 8 at 11.78. Crude oil this morning up another 53 cents a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. They're trading as they are in Oklahoma at $83.54 a barrel. You do the math. Divide that by 42, and you'll see what the price of the pump should be. The U.S. dollar index this morning off 64 basis points. The U.S. dollar index getting very weak at 76.43. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find the Canadian dollar, the Canadian loonie, up 21 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at virtual parity, 99 cents. The Mexican peso, pegged as it is to the dollar, it appears, off 6 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 8 cents. Your multiplier is 12.3891 pesos to the dollar. The euro, up 81 basis points, strong move against the U.S. dollar again, It's not really good news for the euro in this currency war where everybody wants to have the cheapest, the least valuable currency. But the euro this morning up 81 basis points, trades at $1.41. The British pound, a big strong move up there this morning too, based on this dollar weakness, up 79 basis points, now stands at $1.60 against the U.S. The Swiss franc continues its upward climb, up 60 basis points against the U.S. dollar at $1.05. What does all that mean for the U.S. dollar? It means that if their theories are right, and I doubt that they are, but if their theories are right, then we should be more competitive with a weakening dollar. Well, you can see the havoc that it's wreaking in the marketplace. The bond market this morning, the U.S. Treasuries, the yield on the two-year is at 0.37%, mighty low there. The 10-year at 2.42%, and the 30 at 3.80. That's your U.S. Treasury yields. The mortgage market this morning, still trying to entice people into the mortgage market. The mortgage rate on the 15-year mortgage goes down from 3.85% a month ago to 3.68% this morning. It's like free money everywhere you look. 30-year, the 30-year fixed rate mortgage moves down from 4.39%, a big jump, to 4.28% this morning. And the prime rate is at 3.25%. But that gold-silver ratio, Improving. 56.54 ounces of silver for every ounce of gold. Let's go into that a little bit deeper. This is a Reuters article right off the web. Gold hits a record high as the dollar wilts. Gold rallied to fresh record highs in Europe on Thursday as the dollar slid to its lowest this year versus a basket of major currencies. You understand the basket of major currencies, all right? Little Timmy has his basket, and we got a basket over here, too, our little North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement basket of currencies. But the trade-weighted basket of currencies that they're referring to here is the USDX. And if you go up on the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website, you can find out who the other players are in that basket of currencies. But spot gold hit a high of $1,387.10 an ounce. This article, of course, is only valid as of, let's see, 6:18 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and so my report was 1 hour after that. So these numbers are going to change a little bit. But spot gold hit a high of $1,387.10 an ounce and was bid at $1,382.75 an ounce at 9:30 or 5:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The or daylight time, they say here, against $1,370.90 late on Wednesday. So it went up quite a bit overnight, about, it looks like $18, is it? Yeah, 10 would be 80 and 7 more, yeah, $17, $18 just about. U.S. gold futures for December delivery were up to $1,390 at $1,384.40, having peaked at $1,388.10 an ounce. Gold prices have risen more than 25% this year. Well, that's just this year. I'm showing it up 29.59% year to year. This year, as the dollar has been battered by expectations that U.S. policymakers will pursue an increasingly loose monetary policy. Now, those policymakers they're talking about here is the Federal Reserve, involving quantitative easing, in other words, creating money out of nothing, quantitative easing to stimulate economic growth. Quote, if there is further dollar weakness surrounding quantitative easing and the like, it is almost certainly going to be highly supportive for gold, said the RBS Global Banking and Markets Analyst Daniel Major. All right, things ain't looking too good here. Looking really good for gold, looking really good for the metals in general. We're very close to the $1,400 level, so if we get some more dollar weakness, it would not be surprised to see that in the near future, he added. Right? In the near future, he added, today being the 14th of October, we see $1,400 gold next week. Maybe. We'll see where it goes. Remember, a lot of the other forecasters and prognosticators are anticipating a pullback, so it could go either way. We should see a lot of volatility in this marketplace really soon. Silver prices also rode higher on gold's coattails, they say, reaching a fresh 30-year high at $24.90 an ounce. Almost ready to go into the $25 zone for silver. Wow. I mean, we were at 19 just a few days ago. before easing back to 24.58 an ounce against 23.89. The dollar index, which measures the dollar performance against a basket of six major currencies, hit the year's low on Thursday. That's today, the year's low on Thursday, after Singapore widened its currency trading ban, piling more pressure onto the struggling greenback. Of course, this is what they really want to do. This is what Timmy Geithner really wants to see, all right? So they're getting what they wanted, but it's not doing too good for the markets. It's doing fantastic for gold. Investors are continuing to dump the U.S. currency on expectations the Federal Reserve will start further money printing next month. And as tensions rise over the increasing volatility of the foreign exchange markets, quote, although quantitative easing expectations are an important element of the rally, currency disputes are also a prime driver of gold prices. Currency disputes, this is the currency war we've been hearing about the past couple of weeks, all right? Said HSBC's Jim Steele in a note, the recent IMF meeting saw the public airing of sharp disagreements between China and the United States on currency policy. And I mentioned that. What was it, Monday? Talked about that. Watched the C-SPAN hearing or the meeting where they were getting together and airing their disagreements in public. And the Chinese representative there was just, you know, very steady and very stable, trying to use his broken English to get a point across. Volcker wasn't listening. Nobody else in the room was really listening. But they ought to be listening. Because present was both the finance minister for Japan and the finance minister for China. And as you can see, they're basically driving the market. The EU has seconded U.S. calls for China to liberalize its exchange rate policies, he added. Additionally, emerging markets nations, including Brazil, India, and Thailand, have imposed taxes on capital inflows or sought to limit inflows. While all these tensions persist, gold is likely to be well supported, he said. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The Sunflow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cpanel.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So again, the good news and all the ink being spilled on the web is not limited, of course, to gold. Let's go over and take a look at silver as well. Silver shines as growth outpaces gold. Reuters again, this is morning's news. Long called the poor man's gold, silver is likely to outperform its pricey counterpart this year, a trend that makes silver-related equities an attractive option for investors looking to diversify their portfolios. Spot silver prices rose 48% in 2009. And have already risen more than 38% this year, while the spot gold prices are up around 23%. I have 29%. But notice the difference in the increase in the silver prices there. Spot silver prices rose last year 48%. This year already more than 38%. All right? So just because the silver is a little bit less expensive than gold, a little bit, well, yeah. 56.54 ounces of silver to an ounce of gold, the silver-gold-silver ratio. Just because silver is at $24.36 an ounce doesn't mean that it's overpriced for you. It's having tremendous gains, and there's lots of headroom. The gold-to-silver ratio, which tracks how many ounces of silver are needed to buy 1 ounce of gold, has gone from, they say here, from 64 to about 60 in a month. Try 56.54. You know, he's cribbing the numbers up on us here. That's good news for silver miners and royalty companies, with share prices in the sector jumping as much as 70% since the beginning of the year. And you've probably been hearing about, you know, not only are you looking at gold and silver coin, physical possession, gold and silver, the semi-numismatics, the bullions and the collectibles, but you can also be looking at the gold and silver mining stocks. That's why we talk about mining news from time to time here, especially when the good news is that all the miners and all the rescue workers are up out of that Chilean mine, all right? But nevertheless, the real news here, the big news here, I should say additional news here, is that the gold and silver mining shares are doing exceptionally well. Again, as much as up 70% since the beginning of the year, and there's higher returns than that. Many of these companies have a very good growth profile in the next 2, 3, or 4 years, and they're going to be producing more metals than they are now. Of course, as the price of gold goes up, and the value, the exchange value, the street value of gold and silver goes up, it opens the door for more and more mining. So it's kind of like a feeding frenzy going on with silver. By buying shares in a silver producer with a strong growth profile, this article from Reuters says, an investor is paying a lower price for more metal in the future. With silver, Melick sees the upside outweighing the risk. He sees spot silver trading at an average of $23 in 2011. I think it's going to be above that. It's trading above it right now, up from an estimated average of $18.91 in 2010. I think silver will most likely to continue to outperform gold, he said. Silver benefits from being gold-like, and it benefits from being an industrial metal, which I think is going to tighten up the supply-demand balance down the road. All right? So looking at silver is not a bad thing to be doing at this particular time, especially as the purchasing power of your dollar continues to sag, and we're going to talk about that in a moment. A silver-backed ETF, that's an exchange-traded fund, we talk about the SPDR gold shares each morning. That's GLD. There's also an SLV. There's GOL. There are lots of them out there. If you look and see, you can go up on Bloomberg and just check the ETFs, and you'll see a listing of the most common ones. But a silver-backed ETF is a fund that trades on the stock market and follows the value of silver. It is claimed to to be more secure than stocks because its value is backed by real silver. But there are higher costs because the silver has to be stored. There's also counterparty risk. There's also a third party involved. You're going to have to deal with the credibility, if you will, of that gold trust. They may have the gold they claim to have. They may not have the gold they claim to have. They may have that tungsten cored gold. They might have real gold, or they may have no gold at all. Right? Continuing, two-thirds of silver is mined as a byproduct of other metals. All right, now listen. Mainly gold, copper, or zinc is a byproduct, mainly. They don't just go out to the, you know, to Silver Mountain, you know, and go in there with the scoop shovel and start hogging out the silver. It's generally mined as a byproduct of other metals. These samples that I received the other day from one of our listeners and the discussion that I had with him in the email basket, what a thoughtful present. But these are little stones, small stones of quartz, it looks like, primarily, that are embedded with a multitude of different kinds of minerals, all right? They have a real strong sulfurous smell. You can see little shiny pieces of silver embedded in there. But again, that silver is generally mined as a byproduct of other metals, mainly gold, copper, or zinc. So as the copper prices go up, as zinc prices go up, as gold prices go up, then you can expect to see more production of silver, said Darren Lekherker, a portfolio manager at Fidelity Management. So if the silver prices go up, but the copper prices don't go up, they're not going to mine more. You understand? If the copper prices go down, the silver is not likely to be mined for more, and that means that there will be greater demand than the supply can handle. That also adds value to the, you know, ounces of gold and silver that are in above ground. This means that while the demand for silver is hot right now, most miners do not have the flexibility to increase production to capitalize on the high prices. There's a reason. There's lots of other stuff going on in this article. Very interesting article, Reuters. You can find the article up on Kitco this morning. In fact, major producers like Barrick Gold and Goldcorp don't even process the silver they mine. They simply sell future silver streams to a royalty company for a set price in exchange for cash up front. Now, here's a name. I'm going to give you a name. And this particular share is doing very well. It is a model that has worked out well for industry leader Silver Wheaton. You can follow Silver Wheaton on the Kitco website on a regular basis, and you're going to see that Silver Wheaton has done exceptionally well this year. The Vancouver-based royalty company, which has purchase agreements with mines in the Americas and Europe, pays about $4 an ounce for silver. The current spot price for silver is about five times as high at $23.58. Five times as high? It's about six times as high would be a more accurate estimate. The benefit of owning a royalty company is that they have no exposure to capital expenditures and operating cost increases. In other words, they're not the miner. Shares of Silver Wheaton have risen almost 70% since the beginning of the year. You can imagine the price of gold bullion this morning, spot gold bullion this morning, instead of having it gone up 29.59%, had gold actually gone up 70%. So you can see that there's a place to make a little bit of extra jingle in your pocket on these shares of Silver Wheaton, and there's others out there. Silver Wheaton, having risen almost 70% since the beginning of the year, opening at $27.36 on Wednesday in the Toronto Stock Exchange. So for about the price of an ounce of silver, you can buy a share of Silver Wheaton. Silver Wheaton shares have gone up 70%. Silver hasn't. All right. Then changing model, but royal companies aren't the only investment opportunity in the silver market. Historically, the silver market has been viewed as a marginal sector, essentially the poor man's precious metal, said BMO analyst Andrew Cape. In the past, silver miners were small companies that had to plow all their earnings back into operations each year just to maintain production. And boy, when the price of silver was down near the bottom, of the barrel, that was certainly true. Today, things are changing. An entirely different business model is emerging, said Cape. Now you're actually seeing a lot of these silver companies looking like they will build significant cash positions. He points to Pan American Silver as a good long-term bet for shareholder appreciation and to Coeur d'Alene as a promising option in the next few quarters. Well, we'll be right back. Think about Tahoe Resources as well.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so there's more than just excitement over the currencies that's driving the gold and silver prices higher and higher and higher. We look into the news basket today off of EconoDate. As usual, Thursdays are big days in the economic calendar each week. There are lots of announcements that come out. This morning's no exception. International trade, producer price index, and jobless claims. We'll talk about all three of those in a moment. But there's a petroleum status is out today. The natural gas report status will be out today. The three-bill announcement, six-bill announcement, 52-week bill announcement, 30-year bond auction, Fed balance sheet, money supply, and then they're going to have an expert say something at 5 o'clock p.m. this evening. Tomorrow, no lesser of a day, they've got the three-year note settlement, the 10-year note settlement, 30-year bond settlement tomorrow. Bernanke's going to talk at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Watch for a gold spike right about there. Consumer price index, all right, is going to come out tomorrow. Not a good, not likely to be a good report. The AMET, The retail sales will be out, Empire State Manufacturing Survey, consumer sentiment, business inventories, and the Treasury budget. So tomorrow is a big day, too. Watch the markets tomorrow. If you're invested anywhere at all, keep an eye on your portfolio. International trade right off of Econo Day, things aren't looking too good. The trade balance level down $46.3 billion. Here's the report right off Econo Day. The U.S. trade gap widened sharply in August. And that's some pretty strong words for Econo Day coming right out of the hopper here. The U.S. trade gap widened sharply in August, largely on non-oil imports, but with oil imports also contributing. Exports continued to grow, but only modestly. The overall U.S. trade deficit increased to $46.3 billion. And of course, these are estimates. You know, they're probably close. They may be ballpark, but they could be wild wags. They could be wild guesses, too. All right? The latest trade gap came in wider than the median market forecast by a $44.3 billion deficit. Exports edged up 0.2% following a 2% gain in July. Imports rebounded 2.1%. You see the deficit there? The difference between 0.2% in exports and imports at 2.1%? Huge, huge difference there. Non-oil goods imported in August rebounded 2.2% following a 3% decrease the month before. The worsening in the trade gap was primarily in the non-petroleum deficit, which grew to $35.9 billion in August from $33.2 billion the previous month. All right, the worsening in the trade gap was primarily non-petroleum deficit, which grew to $35.9 billion. The petroleum goods gap expanded to $21.9 billion in its dependency on foreign oil. By end-use categories, the rise in goods exports was led by a $1.2 billion increase in feeds and beverages, feeds and beverages. That would be animal feeds, right? Animals, humans and other animals, animal feeds and beverages. What kind of beverages? I don't know. Budweiser? I don't know. Coca-Cola? Maybe. The industrial supplies component advanced $0.6 billion. The industrial supplies component? What would that be? Mr. Clean? Industrial supplies? Let's see. That would be hamburger buns and maybe Heinz ketchup? Oh, well. The boost in imports was seen in all major expenditure components. However, the largest increase was in consumer goods, up $1.4 billion. Large gains were also seen in capital goods, excluding autos, so on and so forth. Today's report is a mixed bag. Exports were sluggish, but that is likely to change with the weakening dollar. Imports were up notably, suggesting that businesses are more optimistic than they have been letting on. We're going to find out about that optimism in a moment when we go to Walmart and figure out what's going on there. So anyway, continuing imports gained for both the consumer sector and the equipment and for equipment investment. Of course, we're October coming into November. We're just days away from the beginning of the holiday shopping season, right? So you could expect that we'll begin importing a whole gob and a bunch of cheap Chinese plastic wrap. And that's very likely to be part of what's going on here. Let's go live and bring up Doug in Oklahoma. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, Mr. Roberts, how are you doing, sir?
Excellent. Yourself?
I'm doing just fine. Doing okay. Hey, I just thought I'd bounce this off of you. And we hear more and more stories like the following. I have a friend who's a journalist in a small town in Texas. And there's a story where there was someone new to the community circa 18 months ago or so, and she didn't know what to expect from the utility bills. And I don't think anyone itemizes whether it's $24.32 for, garbage pickup and, $14 for wastewater and, $12 for your water. And so anyway, she just paid the bill, and she paid it for 18 months. Now, the utility company is coming back and saying, uh-oh, we undercharged you for 18 months. You owe us $3,000. Now, so it's going to the city council in this tiny little town. And they don't know how to vote on it. And they say that if they decide that the utility company is at fault because they're just stupid and can't do their own accounting, then the utility company is going to charge the city for it. Now, if I was that city attorney, I would turn around and sue their backside. And I mean, what do you feel about that? Because this happens quite often where, a utility company or a big conglomeration undercharges someone and then tries to come back, you know, and hit them with like 18 months worth of money when all they did was pay their bill in the first place. I mean, whoever opens a utility bill and says, oh, that's not high enough, I probably should pay more.
Well, you've got some really, really good points in there, and it's a complex issue that you're bringing up. First of all, the first distinction that I would come to my mind is a distinction between whether a small town is actually doing its own billing for its own utilities versus perhaps in this case having contracted out to a utilities provider, which would be unusual but not impossible. So if you've got your combined utilities, your water, your sewer, and your garbage, typically, what my experience is here in southwest Missouri, Doug, is that the garbage companies are on contract. Rarely do you find a small town that has its own dump. Usually they're one of the big, like, Allied Waste or something like that. So usually...
Yeah, or Waste Management.
Yeah. So
and I think it is a private company. I think it's private entities.
Yeah, so...
Under contract.
Yeah, so the waste, the garbage is oftentimes that case. But to have both the water and the sewer being under a private contract, it's not impossible again because we've seen a lot of these foreign investors coming in and even other companies coming in and buying up small town watersheds and things like that. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'm thinking that if that's the case, if there's only the garbage segment on her billing is contracted out to like Allied Waste or Waste Management, then perhaps the billing error is at the city clerk's level because typically, at least around here, it is the city clerks that do the billing for the water and the sewer. All right, so there might be components in the bill that would be in error, but again, the burden of that falls to the city. The city would like to hold itself harmless in all cases. The city attorney is not going to sue anybody in this time period, in my opinion, and again, I could be wrong, but largely, Doug, it's because the cities are broke, and when the city says, hey, we want to do something, they have to pay on contract their little pit bull pencil neck geek to come in and defend the city, so they're loath to get involved in any legal action. So this woman, I think, going to the city council, that would be the best beginning, and as many people that can come go with her, who also may have seen anomalies in their billing, would be good. You are right when you say that most people just pay the bill and just, you know, out of sight, out of mind. I look at mine very carefully, and I also match it up with the meters, not just because I'm a penurious guy, which I am, because if you mind your pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves. But also because that if you will follow that, you'll oftentimes find that there are errors in these electronic devices that read the, you know, the smart meters. So altogether, yeah, it's a complex issue, Doug. I don't know what to really tell you other than I would go if you were anywhere nearer, and I would listen to see how that discussion goes down at the city council and then offer whatever assistance you can to the lady that's being impacted.
Okay, but, I mean, just getting down to brass tacks, Say they did undercharge her. I mean, don't you think that's the biller's mistake? I mean, how can you hit someone with 18 months worth of undercharge and then say all of a sudden, oh, by the way, you owe us $3,000? I mean, they can write that off. It's not like it's going to put them out of business. But they need to find some people in the billing department or accounting that are competent. And, you know, they ought to just write it off because they screwed up. It's not the client or the customer's fault.
No, it's not necessarily, it wouldn't be the customer's fault per se, but again, we need to find out who is actually doing the billing and then look in behind it. They may be trying to, like you said, here's a newcomer, somebody in new in town. A lot of people who own property out of state, like somebody that maybe would have a rental property in that town, they might also be experiencing this. So you'd have to go out into the wider world and find out who else is being impacted as opposed to just this one person.
All right. Well, thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Doug.
Thanks. Bye.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well,
Here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So again, the call-in number remains 866-841-1065. You're certainly welcome to call in if you'd like. Got a question, comment, anything you'd like to throw out there on the air, that's fine with me today. Going through the news basket here, I do have some other material we can go into in the second hour if we run out of time, but let's go on through this a bit further. We looked at the previous indicator off of Econor Day. Now we'll go to the Producer Price Index. This is another important indicator. The PPI, the month-to-month change, is at 0.4%. The year-to-year change is at 4.0%. I always find it unusual when numbers work out like that, you know, and too much. Sometimes you can take a look at these numbers and you just have to wonder whether you're looking at something that was pulled right out of thin air. The producer's price index, less food and energy, the month-to-month change was 0.1%. And the producer price index, less food and energy, year-to-year change was 1.5%. Now, here's the highlight. This is the producer price inflation was mixed for September as food prices kept upward pressure on the headline number, with energy also contributing. Now, we've been reporting on that. All right, food prices are on the rise. The overall PPI, producer price index, growth rate remained elevated at 0.4% in September. Again, we go through this, these indicators, just like the gold, the silver, the platinum, the palladium, etc. We go through that and the stocks to give you an idea that we live in an economic new world order, all right? And we need to understand these words so that we're not overwhelmed when somebody starts flooding out a bunch of eco-speak at you. So I just do this. I keep this in my mind, refresh myself on a daily basis. Again, matching the August rise and topping the median forecast for a 0.1% increase. At the core level, the PPI remained sluggish with a 0.1% gain, the same as in August, and equaling expectations. For the latest month, food jumped 1.2% after dipping 0.3% in August. Now, I don't know, Doug was bringing it up from Oklahoma, whether or not you keep track of your grocery receipts when they come in. Do you ever check to see whether your favorite brand of bread has changed in price? Is your brand of rice going up in price? When you buy a pound of butter, has it gone up in price? You know, a pound of cheese going up? For the latest month, food jumped 1.2%. You should see that on your grocery receipts after dipping 0.3% in August. But realize also that the producer price inflation, this is the producer price, not what is found at your local grocer. Then you've got all of your costs of transportation, shipping, boxing, storing, transportation, display, the rise in the cost of everything at the grocery itself, the increase in its utility bills, its garbage, waste, and water, and so on and so forth. All right? So you might see a much higher jump at your local grocer. Within energy, the boost was due to a 6.1% spike in liquefied petroleum gas, LPG. That's your propane, right? And a lot of people heat with propane. And there are lots of industrial applications done with propane as well. Some people even run their trucks and tractors on propane. Gasoline actually declined 1.8%, accounting for almost two-thirds of the monthly increase. Prices for meats moved up 5.2%. You've been watching the price of beef going higher where you are? Higher prices for fresh and dry vegetables and for processed young chickens also contributed to the rise in the Finnish Consumer Foods Index. So, as we've been saying for so long, as the things that you need are going to continue to go up in price, and the things that you don't need will go begging for buyers and decrease in price as we move further and further into this inflation, deflation, hyperinflation, or recession, or depression, or whatever the economists call it this morning. For the overall PPI, the year-on-year rate jumped to 4% in August from 3%. The core rate firmed to 1.5%, blah, blah, blah. Inflation at the producer level has been trending upward. And haven't we heard now from Benjamin Bernanke and the other financial gurus that what they want to do is they want to start painting the picture in your mind, building a word picture using the Edward Bernays School of Public Relations. They're going to start painting a picture in your mind that there's going to be inflation. All right, so a portion of this article might be following, you know, Boss Hogg's instructions to paint a gloom and doom picture and start talking about inflation on EconoDay's reports, all right? So that you get the impression that there is inflation. Well, we know there is. You can follow it yourself. Just watch your bills. But what they're trying to do is to scare you into rushing out and buying a bunch of stuff. What happens when you do that? You know, Karen Quinn, his daughter, she has this, don't buy, don't comply and ask why. And a nationwide and trying to do a global boycott on the 15th. And her advice is to go out, you know, and stock up so that you don't have to go shopping or travel on the 15th. Well, of course, all you're doing is front-loading the market. You could go out on the 13th and buy everything you need for the 14th and the 15th, but it's still, over the week, it doesn't really impact the majors. It's not going to have any long-term effect. What they might notice is a dip in sales, a small dip, no doubt, if any dip at all, of sales on the 15th, but overall, no change, no difference. So there is that to consider. Now, one last one, the jobless claims. Nothing better here. All right, the consensus for the new claims was 443,000. That's what they were looking at. The consensus range was 425 to 455. In other words, 425,000 new jobs, jobless claims being filed, a range from 425,000 to 455,000. It actually came in at 462,000. And that my friends, will have a major impact on the economy, okay? That's going to have a major impact on the marketplace. So watch that today. After improving for five of the last 6 weeks, initial jobless claims rose 13,000 in the October 9th week to a higher than expected, all right, keep hearing about it, unexpectedly, experts say, unexpected, higher than expected, 462,000. The prior week, now this is how we have to look at this very carefully, all right, because the prior week, they say here, was revised 4,000 higher. Now, we had a bump up in the stock market last week because the jobless claims came in lower than expected, unexpectedly. And yet, this week, they've added those numbers back into the matrix. So, as they say, figures don't lie, but liars figure. Now, continuing, the Labor Department had to use estimates for five states. You hear that before? Remember on Labor Day? They didn't get California included in these numbers. The Labor Department had to use estimates for five states due to administrative delays tied to this week's Columbus Day. So sometimes it's because of the bad weather. Sometimes it's because it was raining. Sometimes it's because it was snowing. And we've shared all this. Sometimes it's because of flooding. We've shared that with you as it comes along. But here, again, now they're blaming it on Columbus Day. Well, friends, just about every month we've got at least one or more of these kind of specials, all merchant man's holy days. And so whenever we have a merchant man's holy days, all the city offices close, right? They get more holidays than anybody else. And so they're blaming it on having to close down for Columbus Day. This week's four-week average, up 2,250 to 459,000, ended six straight weeks of improvement, they claim. Six straight weeks of improvement. If you could say that 462,000 people filing their first jobless claim is an improvement. Continuing claims fell substantially in the October 2nd week, down 112 to a recovery low of 4.399 million people, all right, on continuing claims. So a lot of the people that were getting continuing claims, their benefits likely have exhausted and they've run out. And now they've dropped down 112,000 people. We might say either A, got a job, or B, quit looking, or C, have just simply fallen off the rolls. Yet improvement here reflects to an uncertain but probably significant degree the loss of benefits. Right? The loss of benefits. Again, I'll repeat it. They agree. I agree with them. This was my take on that first bit, too. Yet improvement here reflects, to an uncertain but probably significant degree, the loss of benefits. So we can't say that's good news, that's bad news. Those on emergency and extended benefits both fell. The unemployment rate for insured workers is down 1/10 to 3.5%. Well, that's the way it goes in the economic calendar. We'll be right back. Hour number two, straight ahead. A lot of more interesting news on the browser, plus other material as well.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio.
Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, October the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, theoraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. You're certainly welcome to call in this morning if you'd like. Oh, here we go. Let's go to Jeff in Canada right there. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, William. How are you this morning, sir?
Doing fantastically. And yourself, sir?
I'm wonderful. Watching both of our countries implode economically, it's always just a wonderful thing to watch.
It's kind of like sitting in the park watching your ice cream melt, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I just want to ask you, is there a crack addict in the White House right now? Because it seems to me that you guys are getting hijacked economically before. Like, it's like having a crack addict for a landlord, and he's coming to collect the rent before it's due. And that seems to be what's going on right now. Am I off on this sort of scenario?
No, I think it's actually, Jeff, I think it's systemic. I think all across America we have people hooked on OPM, other people's money, and they're going through the withdrawals as we, you know, tie off the mainstream. It no longer is flowing to them, and they're going frantic. You know, now they're ready to steal everything that's not nailed down in America. Good observation.
Like, I guess, so they finally figured out perhaps, no, I don't think people have figured out that there are no more free lunches. I think people still think there are free lunches. Is that accurate?
Yeah, they're really complaining mostly, Jeff, I think, because they believe falsely that their neighbor's getting the free lunch and they're not.
Well, good news in England. The Queen Elizabeth, and this is right off AP, has canceled the Christmas party this year at Buckingham Palace. So,
that's such good news. Think of all of the energy that they'll save. My goodness, they'll be having a carbon footprint reduction there. It'll be nice. It's like, you know, Alice in Wonderland. I like that.
Shalom, William.
Okay, Jeff. Have a good day. Thanks for calling from Canada. Let's go right now to Arizona and say good morning to Brian. Good morning, Brian. Brian, are you there? Brian's listening on his cell phone eating a sandwich. I'll leave you right there. I'll mute the call and we'll go right back to the news basket. Keep on there, Brian, and I'll pick you up later. Come back and check on Brian and see how his sandwich is going. Must be having his lunch break this morning. All right, back into the news basket. Lots of very interesting stuff going on with the foreclosures. All right. Florida's 30-second foreclosure dash hits the wall of fraud claims. Now, this is an important article. Because now we've got the word fraud and fraud claims as a headline banner story on Bloomberg. All right? You're not going to be able to weasel out of this one. Now we're starting to talk about fraud. All right? Now we're into crime. Let's get on with it. David McLaughlin writing yesterday for Bloomberg, home to more foreclosures than 47 U.S. states, Florida sought to clear out its backlog with a system of special court hearings that dispensed with cases quickly, listen, sometimes in less than a minute. How'd you like to go to court and have your case dispensed with in less than a minute? I mean, you wouldn't even have time to announce your name. Homeowners like Nicole West now threaten to slow that system, right? So there's some feedback, there's some blowback. It's coming now. Florida's so-called rocket docket. She has slowed Florida's so-called rocket docket to a crawl. And she's not alone, but she is one. West, who has been fighting to save her Jensen Beach house from foreclosure, has leveled a new allegation in her three-year battle. She didn't start yesterday. The entire process is based on fraud. Right? Fraudulent concealment, fraudulent conversion, and other kinds of fraud, no doubt. West said her case is rife with the kind of flawed mortgage documents that have caused lenders to stop the process of foreclosures. Well, the plot thickens. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so, as we said, the foreclosure gate is ramping up here. West said her case is rife with the kind of flawed mortgage documents that have caused lenders, including Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, etc., to stop the process of foreclosures and evictions across the country. Now, you can find this lengthy article up on Bloomberg this morning. You want to look at it for the rest of it. The bank said they're investigating homeowner charges like West's that signatures were forged and documents were backdated. You know, oh, well, come on, why do we spend so much time on these foreclosures? Well, because we're talking about many, many, many millions of people's lives in this country being destroyed. That's why. It's not right, said West, 40 years old, who lives about an hour's drive northwest of Palm Beach. It's like lying to the judge. It's like lying about what's really going on. It's actually a fraud on the court, I believe. The bank moratoriums are already thwarting the initiative by Florida officials to clear jammed court dockets. All right, the docket. It's like the agenda. All the different cases that they're going to hear. The bank moratoriums already thwarting the initiative by Florida officials to clear jammed court documents. This is bringing the court system to a standstill. Now, efforts by homeowners such as West to bring claims of fraud to the attention of judges are further prolonging evictions and, in turn, slowing purchases of foreclosed properties. They're very concerned about that. If they can't sell to some other schmuck or investor these foreclosed properties, the bank has to sit there and just eat them, which I think would be most appropriate. They have to continue maintaining the exteriors of the properties in all of the towns all across America where the International Code Council's body of model and codes and acts have been implemented, where they have the International Property Maintenance Code, etc. All right? Dealing with a little bit of that here in Exeter myself right now. But again, the banks are going to be the ones that have to pay for all of the maintenance. Now, I think while they're in foreclosure, they don't have to pay property taxes, but I'm not positive on that. The third highest rate? Florida has the third highest foreclosure rate in the U.S. behind Nevada and Arizona. Of course, it's not the U.S. that would be. Florida has the third highest foreclosure rate in the ranking of the several states. The U.S. is those 10 square miles, known as the District of Criminals. One in every 34 housing units. Wow. One in every 34 housing units. I have a house right next door that's up for sale. It was foreclosed upon. A builder came in and did a gloss over, and it's still sitting there. And there's others in this neighborhood as well. Double the U.S. average. Was in foreclosure process or bank-owned as of September the 1st in Florida. One out of every 34 housing units. That includes condominiums, too. It may also include the commercial properties. Florida's legislature appropriated $9.6 million this year to pay semi-retired judges and case managers to clear the backlog of foreclosures. Now, I wonder if they're going to forward bill that to all of those who lose on their day of court. Are we going to prorate that $9.6 million across all of the people who lost in court, especially the banks, for the trouble that they brought to the court? Or are the taxpayers just going to have a hidden tax of $9.6 million to underwrite the legal profession, with some 46,000 new young people graduating out of law schools all across America this year? Some judges have been churning through the cases at a rapid clip, such as those last week in Tampa, who considered dozens of foreclosures per day, sometimes in as little as 30 seconds. Well, that paperwork looks good to me. Next. Paperwork looks good to me. Next. Paperwork looks good to me. Next. The goal is to clear 62% of the backlog by next July. According to Craig Waters, a spokesman for the Florida Supreme Court, J. Thomas McGrady, the chief judge of Florida's Sixth Judicial Circuit, said he once thought that that was achievable. Now, the Charlotte, North Carolina-based Bank of America, New York-based J.P. Morgan, and Detroit-based Ally Financial, Inc., formerly GMAC, have put the brakes on foreclosures or evictions to look for irregularities. He said he's very doubtful his courts can resolve that many cases. The circuit, which covers the area around Clearwater in St. Petersburg, Florida, has a backlog of 33,000 foreclosure cases, he said. You can see, you know, some people are saying, we're going to have a false flag attack. Oh, the October surprise. We might be witnessing it this morning. All of a sudden, these issues pop up with the lenders, McGrady said in an interview at his Clearwater office, quote, it's going to slow down the whole process because there will be more backlog. We're still getting 1,000 cases a month, 33,000 in backlog, and they're still getting 1,000 new cases each month. At the Clearwater Court, and this is just Clearwater in St. Petersburg, Florida, at the Clearwater Court, lenders as of yesterday had canceled more than half of the 84 hearings to approve foreclosure, so they're just crossing them off their docket, canceling the hearings, right, that were scheduled for today. According to Ron Stewart, a quote spokesman, half of the 110 hearings originally set to take place tomorrow were canceled as well. 110 hearings. You ever been to a traffic court? How many cases are handled in a traffic court in the space of 4 hours? These guys are handling 110 foreclosure hearings a day. Among the alleged defects the banks are examining are lender affidavits signed by people often described as robo-signers. All right, put that one up on your tote board. Robo-signers. Like bots in the chat room. Robo-signers who repeatedly failed to verify the accuracy of the information in the documents. In other words, they were proceeding through these documents with the same kind of speed that the judges are speeding through them with. Right? Is this the same kind of fraud on people in the courtroom as we're having at the banks? Very well possible. In December, an employee at Allies, or Allies, GMAC mortgage unit, said his team of 13 people signed about 10,000 documents a month without verifying their accuracy, according to a deposition taken in a foreclosure case filed in West Palm Beach. Now, you think that Bloomberg would publish an article like this if they didn't have to? I don't think so. It's certainly newsworthy. It'll bring a lot of people to their website. But this is bad news for the system, the global financial elite. This is bad news for the boys. Bad news bears. False affidavits. Ally has been accused. Can you imagine what kind of fraud is happening at the Internal Revenue Service this year? Go along with all of this, all of these people that lost. Have you thought for a second, you know, about how many realtors are out there that charged a listing fee commission for listing these foreclosed houses that had fraudulent documents? How many realtors out there actually sold? They showed and sold one of these pieces of property to someone, and the seller had to pay the listing commission. How many of these then went on into a title office, and the title insurance people had to get involved in it as well, and the closing office? Think of the rollout of all of this. Why would just you lay it on the banks? Wouldn't it be all these people too? They've taken money they didn't really earn, selling something that they couldn't sell, promising a title to something that had no title. We'll be back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month.
Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So we've got quite a bit involved in all of this. Let's go over here and take a look at it in a slightly different way. I'm going to just drop that article right there. I think you've got the question, you know, got the message, but this is not the end of the story by any means. Let's go back up here and pick it this way. Catastrophic foreclosure halt meets Wall Street and White House opposition. All right, so we got this running open sore, this fraudulent foreclosure process, these fraudulent mortgages all across America. All right. And Wall Street, with its clout, is teaming up with the White House in opposition to this process. All right. Not against the bankers, but against the people. Here's the article. Calls for a total freeze on U.S. foreclosures ran into opposition from Wall Street and the White House. Whatever happened to Main Street? From Wall Street to Main Street? Well, I guess that just doesn't figure in here. Barry the Usurper is changing his heart. Amid predictions that clearing up fraudulent paperwork and resuming evictions may take as little as 2 weeks. You're going to clear this up in 2 weeks? 33,000 cases in backlog in Clearwater and St. Petersburg, Florida. 1,000 cases coming in every week. And they're going to clear this up in as little as 2 weeks. Jeff from Canada intimates we might have somebody in the White House doing crack cocaine. I don't know. Maybe he's got the Wizard of Oz on his side. A complete halt would be catastrophic, quote-unquote catastrophic, not the same as a catastrophe, but it'd be similar, for the U.S. economy and hurt home sales. It would hurt home sales. So apparently we're more interested in home sales than we are getting to the bottom of this and having a little bit of just inside of our just ice system. A complete halt would be catastrophic for the U.S. economy and hurt home sales, said a statement today from President Tim Ryan at the Securities Industry and Financial Markets Association, Wall Street's biggest lobby. How many billions of dollars do you think they might have behind them? A day earlier, David Axelrod, a senior advisor to Benjamin Netanyahu and also Barry the Usurper, no doubt, also said a moratorium would damage the housing market. Damage the housing market? This housing market is broken irreparably. Bank of America Corporation halted foreclosures in all 50 states last week while lenders, including J.P. Morgan Chase & Company and Ally Financial, have stopped evictions in 23 states. All right, so we've heard about these judicial states and legislative states. Well, there are 23 judicial states, and here they say it, have stopped evictions in 23 states where courts supervise home seizures. These are the judicial states. They're checking allegations that employees used unverified or false data to speed the process. Lawmakers, attorneys, and the general and community groups have called for banks to follow Bank of America's example. In other words, the lawyers, the attorneys, the general and community groups have called for a moratorium, a cessation on foreclosures. So you see, we've got two sides to this argument. Indefinitely. But whose voice will be heard? Whose voice has the ear of the White House? Whose voice got Barry the usurper elected? Here it is, quote, "It would be catastrophic to impose a system-wide moratorium." We have a Gulf-wide moratorium on oil drilling just released the other day by Ken Salazar at the Mineral Management Service. But now we're going to have another moratorium. Going to need one. And we should have one. "It would be catastrophic to impose a system-wide moratorium on all foreclosures, and such actions could do damage to the housing market and the economy," said New York-based SIFMA, S-I-F-M-A. "The mortgage market, investors, and the health of the economy are all interrelated." Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And maybe these gangster banksters and the criminals that got behind this credit default swap, CDO, whatever, what is the CDO? It doesn't matter. Maybe somebody ought to be doing some time here, some serious time. Maybe all of the great profits made by J.P. Morgan that we read about yesterday, maybe all the great profits reaped by Goldman Sachs, maybe Bank of America, maybe their profits need to go bye-bye. Maybe that needs to come back to the people. Maybe that needs to pay for all of this fraudulent paper that these robo-signers have created. Right? SIFMA, which represents Wall Street securities firms, S-I-F-M-A, banks and asset managers, said a moratorium would unjustly create losses for housing market investors. Well, of course, there's nothing just about a fraudulent system, my friend, but unfortunately, there's fraud all over this. And so now, in addition to our realtors and our closing officers and our title officers and our appraisers and everybody else that touched this toxic slime, now we'll have to include the investors, the people who took money and invested it either for themselves or for others in these fraudulent documents, security instruments, and negotiable instruments, all right? Create losses for housing market investors, including workers with pensions, retirement accounts, or mutual funds. See, if Barry the usurper steps on the toes of the union and they start losing their pensions, the police, the firefighters, the teachers, the aid workers, the air caregivers, all of these, all right? All of the city employees, all of the county employees. If Barry the usurper steps on these are his base. He goes bye-bye. So you can imagine the position that he might be in. He'd probably rather ride in an open limousine and take a turn through Dealey Plaza. The length of the delay? Brian T. Monahan, chief executive officer at Charlotte, North Carolina-based Bank of America. Now, yesterday we had a Donohue. This morning we have a Moynihan. So now we've invoked the Catholic connection, right? The halt by U.S. lenders to review documents is just a quote-unquote processing issue. A processing issue. Excuse me, Mr. Moynihan. You may be the chief executive officer at Bank of America, but this is a little bit more than a processing issue. It was the fraud in the processing method which brought on this problem. Certainly we can look at the processing issue, but it's a little bit more than that. And won't affect bank profits. God forbid it should ever affect bank profits, right? According to Thomas Brown, the chief executive officer of Second Curve Capital, LLC, they've thrown us a curve, all right. This is one that's going to go over the plate untouched. His New York-based investment firm specializes in financial companies. Brown said he met with J.P. Morgan officials last week and learned the company expects to clear up its foreclosure review in a couple of weeks, adding that the process for the entire industry could take as long as 30 days. You don't think these guys are working double extra overtime? The lobbyists are just probably rolling it all out. They got the Asian hookers coming in, coke on a rope and everything else. People, on average, have not been paying for a year and a half, and that's not in dispute. No, that's not the problem anyway. A foreclosure is a foreclosure. People get behind on their payments. That's one thing. The thing is, it's the documentation. That's what's at issue. Brown told Tom Keene and Ken Pruitt on Bloomberg Surveillance this morning, quote, "A third of these homes that are in foreclosure are completely empty, so people have already left or they never actually owned them because they were investors." Now, how could you be an investor and never actually own them? What is your share in the property? Just because you've invested in something doesn't mean you haven't owned it. Well, we'll be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're looking at a little bit different take now. Once again, still on this foreclosure crisis. Foreclosure crisis needs a federal response, Harvard's Porter says. All right? They're going back to the Congress. They're going back to Senate. They're going back to the executive branch. And they keep pointing back over here for a federal solution to the kind of graft and corruption that's been going on in this country for a long time. This is where they're going to try and do it. They're going to try and do it with a magic pencil, a presidential decision directive, or an executive order with a lame duck president. And I don't mean to speak ill of ducks. The U.S. government's failure to propose a national solution to the mortgage foreclosure crisis is exacerbating the problem and leading to panic, according to a law professor who studies home repossessions. Well, isn't it nice that she studies home repossessions? Who cares? But this is Harvard expert say, all right? And unfortunately, there's a disproportionate amount of influence that Harvard has wielded over the White House for a long time. Catherine Porter, and notice, she's just a visiting professor at Harvard Law School, but they have to mention Harvard here. Visiting professor, isn't that nice? Who has studied how banks handle the process. Oh, my. How many hours did she spend on the Internet, huh? Urged national regulators, as if she's going to be the expert here, the first sought and the last word taken, has urged national regulators such as the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and the new Bureau of Consumer Financial Protection to educate the public and provide national solutions. Educate the public. I don't know, hemp rope might be appropriate. Maybe we could educate some bankers. This is a problem that cries out for a national regulatory response. These problems are systemic, Porter said today in a telephone interview. Throwing these out one by one within the court system, that's not what the court system was designed for. It's not for the mass screw-up. It's not for the mass screw-up. All right, we've had a mass screw-up. From Wall Street to Main Street. And what kind of a little band-aid, what kind of a little executive twist does this brought in advance? Let's find out. Attorneys general from all 50 states said today that they've banded together to open an investigation into whether banks and loan servicers used false documents and signatures to justify hundreds of thousands of foreclosures, a practice known as robo-signing. So we're recovering a little ground there. Here's another quote. There's no reason that the federal government couldn't be stepping in here. But instead, we have our usual fallbacks, she says. We have the soft touch from the OCC, and we have the state attorneys general trying to do something, and that's exactly where we were with subprime lending and the origination problem. You see, the problem is the fraud at the highest levels. And yet, she's trying to look for a Band-Aid here. And Bloomberg wouldn't be floating this article if somebody wasn't listening. Regulators should be encouraging mass modifications of loans that have faulty paperwork. Mass modifications of loans. Now remember, this is faulty paperwork. This is water under the bridge. The regulators could set policy going forward, but as far as a retroactive Band-Aid, I think not. How about you? Lenders and services are aggravating the crisis by promising to review their procedures and fix any problems without providing any details on actual solutions, she said. Lenders and services are aggravating the crisis by promising to review their procedures and fix any problems. Apparently, Ms. Porter doesn't think that the lenders and servicers should have any culpability in all of this. Quote, our government, ought to be asking for a detailed plan about what the fix is going to be. You can be sure the fix is going to be in. You say it again, quote, our government ought to be asking for a detailed plan about what the fix is going to be. Isn't that the way we approached British Petroleum with the Macondo well? Oh, we want to have a detailed plan. Maybe we need to have another little job for good old Captain Thad. Oh, yeah. Keep in mind, when they were robo-signing and not verifying, they were fixing a problem, Porter said. They keep fixing them by skirting other rules. All right? They were fixing a problem. But see, it was a problem that the bank had. It wasn't a problem that the buyer had. It was a problem that the bank had. They had fraudulent mortgages, and they didn't know how to do anything except for to dump them on the people. It's kind of like fluoride or barium coming out of the back end of an aircraft. Let's go live and bring up our caller. Good morning, caller.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to say that I listen to your show all the time and to keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. I appreciate it, man.
Well, I appreciate it, too. Have a question or a comment? What do you think of all this nonsense?
Well, sometimes, I don't know, I feel like I'm living in, like, Alice in Wonderland, where everything is, like, really twisted, and I try to tell, like, my family and my relatives about it, and most people are really, like, blind to what's going on. I don't know if it's because the fluoride and the toothpaste are the news, you know, persuading people with propaganda, but it's just gone, like, ever since 2001, it's just been going downhill very fast.
Yes, it has. You're absolutely right, and a good perspective, because the people around us are really in kind of like a la-la limbo land. A lot of them are in living in the land of denial. There's nothing really that they have in their toolbox, mental toolbox, that can comprehend, much less assimilate, the vast amount of information that we in the research community have been putting together and bringing out over the last 10 years. I mean, we have such major problems going on inside of this system, and I use two M's and an E, a system, but we have such major problems going on that even for the most competent and diligent researchers, those people that have been able to spend every day, all day, you know, for weeks and months and years on end, it's even difficult for us to assimilate. So you can imagine how your next door neighbor might feel about it. So one of the things that I try and do at, like, at the grocery level is, like, you know, just lay a little tidbit on somebody and then watch their face and see how it hits. If they can deal with a little tidbit, maybe give them another tidbit as you pay the bill, and then maybe stand by the door for a second and adjust your package. And when they come by, give them another little tidbit, maybe walk out into the parking lot with them. Sometimes you can strike up a relationship or a small conversation 3 to 5 minutes with people that way. And during that process, once you've gotten their confidence a little bit, then you can mention, you know, Oracle Broadcasting and the host that you've listened to here and other places that you listen to. Maybe they'll go out and listen and start adding some information to their basket. But you're right. It's a tough uphill battle. Most people are just living in the land of denial.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what, I mean, I think the problem is that people have to come together collectively, and I think they need to, like I said, they should start with 9/11, you know, go after them, hang them by the balls. You know, we pretty much know what happened. We just need to get it, like, in an official environment so people can find out what's really going on, because, like, the story that they gave us, I never seen anything like that. You know, 3,000 people died on that day, and if you kill somebody today, usually they have a murder investigation. I've never seen nothing to where people just die and it was like, okay, well, they're dead and gone and that's it. I mean, that's not the America that I know.
Well, you're right. It's most certainly not. And then look again, though, at, you know, how many years it's been now since the USS Liberty was attacked by Israel. Look how many years back it's been since the fraudulent, really, concealment of the Pearl Harbor attack and things like that. Look at the smoke screen that's been laid over the firebombing of Dresden, and think about the Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You know, these are things that are so massive and so intense that the average person just firewalls up. They'll believe any damn story. Just tell me something so I don't have to think about this, you know. I got to get on to my work tomorrow, and if you keep talking like this, I'm going to blow my cool right on the street, you know. So it's really hard to get into people when you start getting into these big issues. That's why I like to look at something little that's happening right in the neighborhood where you can say, hey, look at this, and get them started slowly. But, hey, great. I thank you for your compliments. I thank you for your call. Keep listening, and let's talk again in the future.
All right.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
You know, and even the Bible teaches about ever learning and ever coming to the full knowledge of the truth. You know, there's a lot of truth in that statement. There's so many little tidbits that you can get out of that book that it's worth reading, in my opinion. But, you know, as we start to work and become vocal local right where we are, you know, working in our cities, our towns, our counties, our states, you know, this is a place where we can actually be effective. And so many times, you know, we try and blow people over with the breadth and the depth of our knowledge. And a simple question is sometimes the most effective tool that you can use to start a dialogue with somebody else, somebody that you are concerned about. The difference between a question and a declarative statement, you know, like 9/11 was an inside job. You just turn it right around, put a question mark at the end of it. Do you think that 9/11 was an inside job? That way you're not telling anybody anything. You're asking a question. As long as you keep asking questions, the other person is likely to keep responding. Now, there's a big difference between blowing somebody over with your bullhorn and actually engaging in a discussion. A discussion that might help another person. And if you can link, let's say you've been listening to the radio for a long time, you understand the bigger issues, maybe you could link together in your mind a chain made of 10 or 15 very important links. And each link takes you a little deeper down the rabbit hole, gently, but one link and then another and another. And if they'll stay with you for all 10 links, by the time you get down to the 10th link, now you've linked up with somebody. Now you've made a friend, somebody that will be, you know, your ally in all of this. So it's a lot easier, I think, in that way than it is oftentimes the way that others may advise you, you know, come in with the bullhorn and your T-shirts blazing. So continuing back to the discussion in the last segment of today's broadcast. Great calls today. Thank you for that. Walmart, U.S. sales not bouncing back. Now, if you remember from Econo Day, we were having an import-export deficit, okay, or imbalance in trade. And this imbalance in trade, we can find out about it inside of this article. Now, I go to the Bloomberg website every morning on purpose. Not that there aren't just thousands of websites to go to. You know, I could do Zero Hedge like anybody else, but that's not what I'm doing. Doug Owen, others, they cover that information like a glove, all right? I go back to the same website each day because this particular website is speaking to the investment community, not the most, you know, highest level of the investment community, but to that mom and pa that buys stock shares, mom and pa that is a day trader. And they lay out this information, and as Hal Anthony has taught us on Behind the Woodshed, this is public notice. In other words, you can't say that you didn't know about it because we put it in the news and it was all over Bloomberg, right? This is also Edward Bernays' school of propaganda, right? They're advancing the memes, they're floating the memes of the coming trend. So they're creating a trend through building word pictures that make us think XYZ. Something else is happening on Bloomberg, and if you look at the website, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's also very difficult, and I spend 3 hours every morning looking at this stuff. It's very difficult to find information about what's happening in the United States of America. What's happening in Florida, for instance? What's happening in Idaho or Nevada or California? Usually, the articles point you to the global picture because they're getting people to listen and to think and to act globally, right? And that's exactly what we fight here. This is the ongoing, you know, struggle for become vocal local. I say as globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, in our cities, in our counties, in our states. And it's not meant to give place to the globalist earlier maxim of think global, act local. Far from it. To become vocal local is the antithesis of, or even the very nemesis of, globalism. You just take their systems, their strategies for overthrow, you figure out how they're coming at you, and then you turn it around and you use it against them. All right, so Walmart, U.S. sales not bouncing back, Cleveland Research says. Walmart Stores Incorporated may fail to turn its sales around by the holiday season. That's just 30 days from now. We're actually in it. If you go to any store and look, you'll see they got all the holiday stuff up already. These are the merchant man holy days that I avoid like the plague they are. But Walmart may fail to turn its sales around by the holiday season, as executives have forecast, since the discount retailer has yet to lure customers back to stores. And we found that most people that are shopping at Walmart these days are shopping the last day of the month. They come into the store at about 11:30. They fill up their carts and mill around, and they wait until their welfare debit card gets restocked again, and then they all rush to the checkout line at midnight and come through, robbing from Peter to pay Paul. Walmart aimed to revive sales. Here's their plan. At U.S. stores open at least a year by returning items to the shelves and revamping promotional displays. So remember, we've talked about this before earlier in the summer about how the shelves were getting empty at Walmart and the displays were getting wider and wider. And you'd have 20 feet given over to dirt devils or something. Plastics, you know, plastic knives, forks, and spoons, one box deep and 30 feet long. Kind of look like going to go shopping in Soviet Russia. All right. But Walmart aimed to revive sales at the U.S. stores by returning items to the shelves and revamping promotional displays. So they're buying and importing a lot more stuff, and they're coming in and they're filling up their shelves again. Those moves, it was a strategy, those moves haven't worked because of poor in-store execution and a lack of advertising to explain changes to the customers. Cleveland's Jeff Stinson said in a report today, quote, sales have drifted south again. So the tactic didn't work. See, it wasn't a lack of inventory that was keeping people out of the stores. It was a lack of money. Joblessness is over the top in this country. It's not a lack of petroleum that's driving prices higher and higher. It's a glut of petroleum. Nobody can afford to buy a tank full of gas. Nobody's going cruising on Friday night. Sales have drifted south again over the last couple of months, and the outlook for the fourth quarter is now more questionable. Stores depend on Thanksgiving. It's actually Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. It's one long holy day. And if they don't make the what they need there, they ain't going to make it. You know, Brian from Arizona has called on numerous occasions, talked about this. All right, you've got these stores that are going from 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 50,000 square feet down to just a storefront, holding on to their name, holding on to their goodwill, but they ain't making nothing on the bottom line. U.S. Stores Chief Bill Simon said in August he expected those moves to help reverse the trend in sales at U.S. stores open at least a year, which have slumped for five straight quarters. The largest retailer on the planet, Walmart. The retailer, the world's biggest, faces increasing competition from other discounters, department, and dollar stores as consumers struggle to emerge from the economic slump. What's one of the things that they're fighting? They're fighting that all the products are just the same. The only difference is that they have a Walmart plastic sack on them when you put them in the back seat. All right? You go to the Dollar General, you find the same crap that you'd get at Walmart. It's just a different price ratio. You go to the little mom and pops, what do they got inside? The same crap. It's just a heck of a lot more expensive. A can of Spam is a can of Spam. Doesn't matter where you buy it. If all you're buying is eggs and Spam, well, you're going to go where you can get as much eggs and Spam as you can for a dollar. Walmart spokesman Greg Rossiter declined to comment. Walmart fell 69 cents or 1.3. Now they're going to talk about investing in Walmart, and I hope you wouldn't. In August, Walmart forecast that the third quarter comparable store sales in the U.S. would range from a 2% drop to a 1% gain. That's mighty narrow, but that's retailing, right? That's retailing. Wholesale to retail is a big jump. Retail to the customer, it's a small take, just a nibble. Tomorrow, that would be today, it might have even been yesterday, Walmart will hold its annual investor day in its hometown of Bentonville, Arkansas, just across the border from me. Just a short drive to Bentonville from here in Beeville. Where analysts expect the company to discuss changes made to its pricing and merchandising strategies to drive traffic. Well, that's that article. One last one here as we come out of time. Illegal immigrant inconvenient truth. This is inconvenient truth. This is like climate fraud, right? Climate gate. Illegal immigrant inconvenient truth shows few are dispensable. So they're going to build up the strength of the argument that, hey, there's just jobs that Americans won't do. We need to have the illegals in our midst. We need to have them all over. Well, that's it for today. Be back again tomorrow. Next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags, perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.